It's Dan, Neil and Sean for the review after Liverpool lost 3-3 to Leeds United at Elland Road. Four changes, but no Mohamed Salah still, Neil, which I guess there's no talking point around that, really.
What, he didn't play?
Believe it or not, Sean, no, he did not.
But can I just go and watch the game back?
Which I'm sure we might talk about during the show. Conor Bradley is in, and that gives us a look at what Liverpool, with that actual right back, might look like with this side that they're persevering with in terms of it being without Salah. And Bradley's positioning is something we can talk about. Leeds leave quite a bit of pace on the bench, particularly the two who come on, Nonto and Aaronson. Calvert-Lewin, there's a question mark, but he makes it. I didn't think he'd have 90 in him. Sean said the same. Turns out he's all right for the game. So all in all, the Salah thing is the bigger mission before we come on to it. But we get to see where sort of Bradley makes that right side click. And I thought Liverpool would have to ride half an hour of Leeds being lunatics. It turns out it was 5 minutes. And after that, things settled down pretty well, really.
I think Liverpool managed the first half really well. It's such a frustrating game in a number of different ways, this, in terms of where it ends up. But I ultimately sort of think Liverpool manage it fine. They play well first half. There's a lot of control in there. They impose themselves. It's a first half from what looks to me like a Champions League team going away from home to a difficult ground at a difficult kickoff time and taking the sting out of it. And if one or two things go their way. By the way, I think an under-discussed incident from the game, just as an aside, because it's not come up anywhere else yet, is I don't know. I think the goalkeeper's lucky not to concede a penalty for when he punches Ekotike. He doesn't. He's. He. I don't. It didn't to me look like he touched the ball. And you've seen them given across the last couple of seasons